This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week beginning the 6th of February. LookAhead.News.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The next stage in the Syrian peace talks are on Monday as Russian, Iranian and Turkish negotiators meet. Meanwhile, a Russian parliamentary delegation is in Damascus next week to talk about Russian peace dividends. In Moscow, President Putin entertained Slovenian leader Borut Pahor on Monday, while on Friday, Donald Trump plays host to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in London for talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday, the same day that the Brexit bill enters its committee stage. The Labour opposition has promised a raft of amendments. Uruguayan President Tabaré Vázquez is touring Europe to drum up trade and investment, while Argentine President Mauricio Macri is on a state visit to Brazil. In Colombia, peace talks are scheduled for Tuesday between the government and the rebel National Liberation Army, while on the same day in Haiti, Jovenel Moïse will be installed in the presidential palace. Somalia on Wednesday makes a fourth attempt to elect a president. The same day, the embattled South African leader Jacob Zuma delivers his State of the Nation address. The Swiss vote on Sunday in a referendum to end their long-standing policy on tax havens for multinationals, and Turkmenistan stages presidential elections. On the entertainment side, next Sunday is the British Academy of Film and Television Awards. And finally, next Sunday is the day to be especially nice to your spouse. It is World Marriage Day. Appropriately enough, it is only 2 weeks after World Hug Day. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 6th of February. LookAhead.News.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Russia, Iran, and Turkey on Monday hold a technical meeting to discuss the Syrian peace talks. Moscow hopes to present a Russian-organized blueprint before Washington becomes involved again. Meanwhile, a Russian delegation arrives in Damascus on Monday to discuss Russia's future role in Syria and the Middle East. The Russian president on Friday plays host to his Slovenian counterpart, Borut Pahor, who's visiting Moscow to discuss the improvement of political and economic ties. Last week, the British House of Commons voted overwhelmingly to invoke Article 50 and start Brexit negotiations. On Monday, legislation goes into the committee stage, where it faces a raft of amendments. At the same time, Theresa May's government has promised a policy document setting out strategy and objectives. Also in London on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister meets Theresa May. The Israeli leader is scheduled to meet Donald Trump for that important first meeting on 15th of February. Mr. Netanyahu will clearly be interrogating Mrs. May, the first foreign leader to meet President Trump, on her impressions of the American president. In Washington next week, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visits President Trump on Friday. The Japanese are unhappy about the scrapping of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement and worried about North Korea's nuclear weapons program and Chinese encroachments in the South and East China Seas. Colombia on Tuesday begins its delayed peace talks with the National Liberation Army Group. Previous talks were called off after the ELN kidnapped a congressman who has now been released. Across the Caribbean in Haiti, on Tuesday, Jovenel Moïse is scheduled to move into the presidential palace. Last month, he was questioned over charges of money laundering, bribery, and fraud. Somalia is also having trouble electing its president. On Wednesday, its parliament makes a fourth attempt to complete indirect elections. Previous attempts have failed amid allegations of bribery, fraud, and voter intimidation. Elsewhere in Africa, South African President Jacob Zuma on Wednesday is due to give his State of the Nation address to parliament. Previous addresses have been marred by hecklers. The Swiss on Sunday vote in a referendum to end their long-standing tax haven policy for multinational companies. And Turkmenistan stages presidential election. The country has been branded by human rights groups as one of the world's most repressive. On the entertainment side, the British Academy of Film and Television Arts presents its annual BAFTA Awards on Sunday. The event is seen as a curtain raiser for the Oscars, and the musical La La Land has 11 nominations. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.